Welcome to Pussy Politics, everybody. This is our very first episode. I'm Yanni. I'm here with Jazz, May, and Mello.
Here.
We're going to talk about a few things that's been heavy on our hearts. Just want you guys to join in on the conversation with us via social media. You can find us on Instagram at Pussy Politics. It's going to be P.USSY politics. So replace the U with a period on Instagram, and then on Twitter, replace the U with an underscore. So P_SSY politics. And yeah, join us in the conversation. So just to introduce ourselves, I'm Yanni. Everybody calls me Yanni. You can call me the Yizza or Yan. I go by all three of those things. I'm 25. I live in PG County, Maryland. And I just want to talk about my life and my experiences. So, yeah. What about y'all?
All right, I guess I'll go next. So I'm Jazz. I am, did you say your age? Maybe. I'm 28. Okay. I am a PG County native, but I currently live in San Diego, California. I am a guest host, so I won't normally be here, but I'm just here hanging out with everybody this week. I typically am the brand manager, so a lot of behind the scenes work with Yanni and with the team pretty closely, but I'm excited to be with everybody today hanging out, so let's see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey y'all, it's May. I'm 28, Brooklyn native. I'm PG living now, you know, hopefully I'm living in Philly, and you know, I hope you like the show.
Hey friends, it's Mello. I'm another PG County native. Yeah. I hope you enjoy the show.
Wow, what a great intro, guys. But anyway, this week we're gonna talk about navigating relationships while feminine presenting and mass presenting. 75% of us right now are mass presenting, and 25% of us are femme presenting. So I would like to hear your perspective first, May, since you are the 25%.
Sure. I think, at least for me and a lot of my friends that are very femme presenting, I think navigating relationships are interesting to say the least, because it's like we can, when we're in heterosexual, I mean, for me, at least when I'm in a heterosexual relationship, no one pays attention. But when I'm in any other type of relationship, it's like, whoa, like you get all the stares. It's like, you should, like, you look so feminine. You shouldn't be dating another girl. And it's just like, what? Okay. But it's, I feel like for me, I don't have a lot of difficulties. I feel like I get to kind of like wear a jacket. No one really knows what's up until they see something, and that's when they want to like cast judgment or like be curious or ask questions. But I guess for me and the way I live my life, it's very easy.
So would you consider yourself bisexual, pansexual, or anything along that spectrum?
I fall in the pansexual spectrum.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. But yeah, I remember we were having like a conversation about coming out, and you were saying like, you know, like it is what it is. Like, I don't feel the need. Well, you don't feel the need to come out because like, well, one is nobody's business really. But also like when you see you, you know what's up. So if you see you with someone, then you're like, okay. So do you think that you get like a lot of judgment more so like, excuse me, like from people that, I guess, let's just say like you met someone, like you met a group of friends, let's say, and you just so happened to be dating a guy at the time that you met. And then later on down the line, you started to date a woman. And like, do you feel like you would get like a little bit more judgment on that end as far as, oh, I thought you were into guys. Like, what happened here? Like, having to answer a lot of questions as far as that.
Well, in my experience, my friends are just like, okay, cool. This is what you're doing. All right. But like for people that like coworkers per se, it's almost like a, oh man, I didn't know. Why didn't you tell me? And it's like, it's none of your business. I don't have to like disclose to you. Who are you? But like, I feel like people that know me and like, they know my vibe and how like I interact with people. They're just like, oh, I can see that. I didn't know, but I can see it. Like, people don't really question what I do, but I think I also hang around a lot of like-minded people or open-minded people, like people that don't know, like, if like, oh yeah, when I was dating my girlfriend, and they're like, Meg used to date girls? Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I have a question for you, because I wonder how it is like navigating, because actually the actual like dating space. So like, because you are feminine presenting, so of course your sexuality is somewhat assumed. It's assumed that you're straight, of course, because that's what culture is these days, unfortunately. But how is it kind of navigating? So say you are dating someone that is like a cis man, and you've dated them for a while. How is it having to like, or if you've had to have like that kind of like uncomfortable or weird conversation where it's like, oh yeah, like I'm dating a cis man now, but I might not be always dating a cis man, or I'm open to dating other than that. Like, have you had anybody that wasn't as receptive to that, or you had to do like uncomfortable kind of understanding where you were like, you know, giving them more than you felt like you should have about it, kind of? Like, how's that been?
What I think is interesting about that is I've had these conversations with, like, when I was dating, like in the market, and I was like, I was talking to this guy, and he's like, I was like, yeah, you know, just so you know, like, I've dated girls. And they're just like, it's interesting, because they're like a little taken back. And, you know, there's some guys who are just like, oh, so threesome? And I'm just like, no, that's just not, no. So it's, I haven't had too many instances where I have to like literally explain myself, like, I've done this and I've done that. Like, I've dated girls, and they're like, have you dated guys? And I'm like, yes. And they're kind of, some are just like, they're like, oh, are you questioning yourself, or this, then the third? And it's like, no, I know what I like. And I've had guys who are like, they've been uncomfortable. Like, they've wholeheartedly been uncomfortable. They're like, so are you going to cheat on me with a girl? Are you going to leave me for a girl? I'm like, get over yourself. Like, I can cheat on you with a girl. I can cheat on you with the guy. Like, it doesn't matter. If it's not working, it's not working. So.
Right. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of, that kind of goes, that's kind of why a lot of people have, they won't admit it, but biphobia or something along those lines. Like, it's rooted in that. It's rooted in that, like, irrational and also insecure feeling that the person's going to cheat on them with another gender, as if that's, like, another layer of betrayal. And I don't get it, because it's, like, it's gonna hurt regardless, you know? Like, whether you cheat on that person with another cis man, or whether you cheat on that person with a trans man or a trans woman or anybody, it's still betrayal, you know, like the betrayal is still the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just about to say that. I think that maybe it's more so like a pride thing. Well, I mean, it's all a pride thing, but, I've struggled with my, biphobia as a younger person, because I did get cheated on by my girlfriend, who was bi, with a guy. And I think, like, along with the betrayal, it kind of felt like, in any case, if any gender, like, what can they do that I'm not doing for you? So, I guess, like, damn, I just cracked the code to biphobia. It's all rooted in the betrayal. But yeah,
I was going to say that actually, I'm sorry, that actually is like that could be a full separate episode and conversation.
Yeah, because
I think that everyone has their stories to tell about that. And interesting perspectives, I'm sure, about it as well. So that could be, we could open up a can of worms and kind of go off on a tangent about that one. But that's all.
For sure. What about like you, Jazz? How's it for you to be navigating relationships as someone? How do you feel like you present yourself? Like
me?
Yeah, because I just like was like 75% of us are mass presenting, but like, who am I to assume what you are presenting yourself as?
Yeah, no, you're right. But you were right. As in, like, I am on the spectrum. I'm definitely further along the masculine presenting side. I pretty much always have been. I've always been this. I've always been, it went from being a tomboy when you're a kid, of course, to then being, we think you're gay, that was in high school to accepting it in high school and embracing it in high school to then like really kind of finding what all that means and looks like for me. I think I'm in a nice space now. I think I'm good with it, but it was a process. But no, as someone that's mass presenting, I've actually been very fortunate to grow up around a lot of queer couples. So I got to see firsthand a lot of interesting dynamics and presentations. And so I was kind of able to learn like from a very early age, like age like 12, 13, like what a queer relationship could look like and what I wanted mine to look like. So with that said, I don't really subscribe to gender roles, if you will. I don't think that they're a thing. They aren't a thing for me. I think that relationships of all varieties, so romantic, platonic, a mix of both, whatever. I think they all establish dynamics themselves based on the people. So I look for the same in my relationships. So like I can be dominant, but I can also be submissive depending on who I'm dating and depending on like just how that works. Of course, I think there are still like certain boundaries in place to like, you know, there are certain things that I probably stay on this side of the spectrum with, and there are certain things I'm on this end with. But for the most part, I base it on myself and the person that I am dating. So like if I'm dating a person that doesn't like to cook, I'll do the cooking. Likewise, I've dated someone that liked to do the cooking and like the homekeeping and all that kind of stuff. So I did some other stuff, but I think it's all about like flexibility and finding kind of what fits for your setup. I don't think any of it is one size fits all. Well, for me, I haven't seen it to be one size fits all. So that's how I kind of navigate that a bit. It's been cool so far. Nothing crazy.
So the definition of a gender role or gender roles is gender role, also known as a sex role, a social role encompassing a range of behaviors and attitudes that are generally considered acceptable, appropriate, or desirable for people based on their biological or perceived sex. Gender roles are usually centered on conceptions of masculinity and femininity, although there are exceptions and variations. That was the long Wikipedia definition of gender role. I feel like, in my relationship, I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years, and we've lived together for a while. And she's very, I'm a junkie. She's a neat freak, so she cleans a lot. She doesn't cook that often. So I tend to cook and I take the trash out because she, not that like we have like a gender role, but she's like, I don't like trash. I don't want to take it out. So it's like, okay, I'll take the trash out. I'll clean the litter box, because if you don't want to take the trash out, you're obviously not going to clean the litter box. So, but it's not really like a gender role thing. It's more so like, you know, she cleans and kind of like takes care of like the household stuff. And then I just so happen to be taking the trash out, cooking and cleaning the litter box. But it's not like, oh, well, you're the more masculine presenting one, so you need to take on the role of a man. And honestly, like, it's very interesting because she was actually having a conversation with her mother about that. And, you know, parents, you know, they're learning things. So like her mom was just saying like that, like, I should be, since I am the more masculine presenting one, that I should be taking on like more of the roles of the man. And it kind of made me think like, what are the roles of a man? You know what I'm saying? Like, in even in a heterosexual relationship, it's just like, what are the roles of a man versus the roles of a woman? If we're in an equal partnership, like, what does that look like really? Like, what is even the point in even having gender roles? Like, what is a man's job? Like, what is a woman's job, you know? So
it's hard to even answer those questions. I mean, well, if you do answer those questions based on like the way society would answer those questions, you're just like, it's just very clearly like some misogyny and I'm trying to be that person on air, but it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, people who answer those questions, they're like, oh, well, the man's supposed to, I don't know, provide, and the man's supposed to do this or whatever the other, I wouldn't know, I don't relate. So whatever the other things are that the men are supposed to do. I always question that with like, okay, so the woman is not supposed to or can't right. do it as well. Like, right. What's the, like, why that?
Well, I think they always do that because they think women can't protect themselves. So they expect the man to protect themselves because they're supposed to be like big and strong and, you know, helping the weak woman.
For sure. It's just so crazy how like that has happened. But like getting back to like navigating relationships as like someone that is mass presenting, I don't know. Like, I think that when I first started like coming into myself, like Jazz said, I started as, you know, tomboy as a kid. And then I played sports, so I was always a tomboy. And then in high school, I just kind of felt myself more so navigating more towards girls. And, you know, I did the bi thing for like maybe like 3 months, but then I quickly realized that I was really only like, you know, into girls. I just kind of, I guess, was having like a hard time accepting the fact that this is me and it's okay to, you know, be this person because I, you know, grew up in a very religious family and that. So it was just a little hard for me to kind of accept it at the beginning. But I know that I kind of found myself trying to, since I am mass presenting, kind of trying to, when it came to being with girls, because back then it was more like girls that were, I'm doing air quotes here, straight. So I would be messing with them. So I'd be trying to overcompensate, I guess, to be more like masculine, just to be like, I don't know, you know, like if they're straight, then it's like, why would you want to be with me if you're not into girls? So I kind of felt myself kind of more so taking on more of like that masculine personality, even though I guess that would be me, I think. But just early on, it was just kind of like, I guess a little rough navigating relationships because I was messing with girls that were more so like bisexual or air quotes again, straight. And I just kind of found myself kind of, I guess, overcompensating, trying to like get away from my feminine energy and more towards my masculine energy rather than being a beautiful balance of both. So that's how it was early on for me. What about you, Mello?
So my journey was very similar to Jazz's, where I've pretty much always been a little bit of both, like right down the middle, like masculine, feminine. And I guess I never really thought about it until now. It's just kind of always how I've been. I've never really questioned it. I don't know. This is a lot.
It's a lot to unpack for you, Mello.
It currently, in my current state, yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
That's crazy. I had a question. I was asking it, but I was also muted, so it didn't come through. But no, I was gonna say I have a question. It was interesting. Like Yanni, you mentioned, you know, dating women that identified as being heterosexual or straight or whatever. Like that's worth noting is that they're identifying as that, but actually doing something else, which means they're probably in a place where they're like more so like questioning or whatever, but that's neither here nor there. But you were mentioning how when dating women that identified as straight, you felt like you had to kind of perform that role a bit more because they were expecting it, because they were coming from dating. And so I guess I just wanted to ask, bring it to the table and ask everybody like kind of, what has been your experience with that? I don't really have a huge experience with it because I have dated, the one instance that I remember that happening, I felt immediately uncomfortable and it didn't last long because I made it clear that like, I'm not a guy. I'm not going to do this just because you think I'm a guy or because you're used to dating men. It literally lasted like 30 seconds. Like it didn't last long. How have you noticed that too? Like, you know, maybe identify and make your call too. So feel free to hop in from your perspective on whether or not you've done it. We're not going to like, you know, shoot you down, but if you've done it, let us know. But like if you've dated, you know, by women that because they're used to dating, maybe they lean more on dating men's side. They expect certain things of you for that reason? Like, have you experienced that at all?
Should I go? I mean, I guess I'll go first. I don't think that there was ever like really an instance where someone made me feel or outwardly said that they were like, or I guess outwardly expressed, whether it be verbal, nonverbal, or whatever, that I should, I guess, act more, take on more of that, I guess, guy role or whatever. But I've had quite a few people, I wouldn't really consider them friends, but like quite a few people that have asked like, so who's the guy, who's the girl? Or in the sense of, I'm just trying to think of like a time where like someone has made me feel like I need to take on more of that, or if it was just me and myself trying to figure my life out as myself. Right. So I don't really know. I've just only gotten questions from people that were like, you know, like who's the guy, who's the girl, and like I mentioned before, like that supposedly I'm supposed to take on more of this man role or whatever.
Yeah. But, so mostly people outside of your relationship are the ones asking the questions, like.
Yeah, and I also haven't had like many like relationships.
Well, situationships so. Count, because that also I probably should have led with that. The situationships do count, because even yeah. in the minor story that I just gave. Obviously that wasn't a relationship. They didn't make it
right,
that,
right.
You know, but I don't know. It's just, and I know it shows up for different people, different ways. So I know for me, like my first, it was like my first relationship, like in high school with a girl. And she was a lesbian. Like she was a well-known, like she knew she was a lesbian. Like there was no debating it. She had been, but because of the type of women that she typically dated, and I wasn't that kind of woman. Like I emote a lot. I feel a lot. I like to talk about how I feel and how the person feels a lot. And whenever I would talk about feelings, her response to me was like, to man up, like verbatim. Like she was like, you gotta man up. You need to man up. Yeah. And I was like, I was 17 at the time, or 16 or 17 at the time. So that was like my first impression of like, oh, y'all expect me to do what? Like, I'm supposed to do what? Like that, and it did put a little bit of a damper on my beginning dating experiences, because I then had to kind of reroute my thinking from that, because it's not really a thing and it shouldn't be a thing. But it does show up for people differently, and so I was just wondering like whether it's like when it comes to like the, you know, more emotional stuff or the more physical things, like you're supposed to take out the trash or you're supposed to do this or. Of course, the man and the woman thing. A lot of times when people ask that, they're just asking about what happens in your bedroom, in my opinion.
Right.
And that's not for anyone to question, ever. So,
I don't even really feel like they can do that, though. Like, that's just so crazy to me. Like, people think that, like, I've never asked, you know, a heterosexual couple, like, who's the man, who's the woman? Like, who's, you know, getting pegged out here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nobody's business. But people just feel like they can ask, you know, like, I don't know what it's like to be like a gay guy, but people just think that they can ask like lesbians, like, so like who's doing who, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, why do people just want to be so far up in our business? But I can say for myself that I'm an emotional person, but I don't really like outwardly express my emotions. So I have gotten a lot like from people that I've been in situationships with and even in relationships with that I quote unquote like act like a guy in that sense, because I guess guys aren't emotional. So I've gotten that, like, I think someone actually said to me, like, if I wanted to be with someone that was as unemotional as you, I would be dating a guy. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Yikes. Right? Nice. Like, god damn.
Dragged you.
No, real live. Like, dragged me. But, so that's been my experience with that. Because I'm just not an outward. I'm working through it, though, because I definitely see how it can impact the relationship. But when it comes to like outwardly expressing emotions, like I'm not good at verbalizing. Not good at like being verbal about it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I have been told like not to man up my whole life, but My mom is like a very like very suck it up person, you know? So I've always like sucked it up my whole life. So I'm really working through trying to, you know, be more in tune with my emotional self, but
yeah,
I'm used to sucking it up. So
So I had a question that was going to be directed at May. I still have that question, but because I am a gay, Ayana, aren't you, you're a Cancer sun, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a Cancer sun. I'm a Cancer sun, Cancer rising, and a Libra moon.
Yikes.
Oh, yikes.
Damn. To be honest with y'all, I don't even know what that means.
What's like your, we can do this offline, but I do want to know, like, I need to know like your Venus. I'd like to know your Mercury as well. Like,
all right, I'm gonna send it to you because I don't know what any of that shit means, to be honest with you.
Okay. I'm not gonna claim to know a lot, like a lot of the girls do. I'm not gonna claim to know a whole lot about it, but I do have a pretty basic understanding of some of it. And it's just interesting because I thought that you were Cancer. I'm a Cancer as well. I thought that you were. So it's interesting to hear that you say like you don't emote at all. Like you, of course you feel, because I'm not even gonna listen to you tell me you don't feel. I know you feel, but you don't express those feelings a lot. We'll talk about that offline though. That's a different conversation.
It's more so like of a way I grew up type situation rather than
It sounds like it's more of a result of your environment as opposed to like who you actually are. But that's neither here nor there. I had a question for May. Because she was talking about earlier how she how some people have responded to her saying that she's dated women or they think, oh, threesome or whatever the fuck, like the thing that guys do or the thing that people do. I'm not gonna say just men, mostly men do.
Mostly men.
So I guess like I've always wondered because I've heard sometimes it's different for people. Like when you talk to me, when you tell a man that you have dated women, is it different when you say you've dated women that are, or when they see that you've dated women that are feminine presenting, or when they see that you've dated a woman that is more mask presenting, or is it kind of the same, or does that like change the tune? Because I know that changes a lot of people's tune when it comes to like when they talk about the cute threesome thing, they're imagining feminine women. That's why they say that. And then the minute they realize that a person isn't just talking about a super femme woman that'd be interested in them, it's like, oh, well, this isn't as cute anymore. Now I'm not interested. Type shit. So have you experienced that at all in the men that you've dealt with?
Yes. Like a lot of the guys I've like dated, I'm like, yeah, you know, while I don't have to tell them I've dated females, like if I feel like, okay, this could go somewhere, I'm like, I'm gonna just let you know. And they'd be like, oh, cool. Let me see the girls that you've dated. And I'm like,
why?
Listen, I'm like, it is not that necessary.
They want to see the girls you've dated?
Yes.
No, yes. That's too much.
And I always pull like two pictures, right? And they always go, oh, she ain't like a girl. I was like, no. She has a vagina. She's a girl. Like, because they're not feminine presenting, it's always like, oh, so you don't really like girls, you know, you just like girls that like dress like boys, or you are looking for something else that a guy couldn't give you. And this is why you're like dating a masculine presenting female. And I'm just like, next, like to me, I always look at it like you're not serious, because if you have a problem with that, like there's no way we could work out. So I've encountered it more than once, and it's so crazy because it's like, is that really important?
I haven't gotten that, but you know, I see that a lot on social media. The men's are always talking about, you know, women liking more masculine presenting women. And it's like, I don't know, like it's very weird to me that that's like the thought process. It's like, just because somebody, and this is actually something I had to explain to my parents, as far as like, just because I would rather wear, you know, men's clothing, or I feel more comfortable in men's clothing, like that does not mean I want to be a guy. And if a girl is into me, that does not mean that she's, you know, looking for a guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still women. When we are naked, we're women still. Like, we are still, we have the personalities of women. And, you know, like, it's just very weird that that is, like, I wouldn't say, like, the general consensus, but from what I've seen, you know, on social media from men, and also sometimes women that, that's just the thought process behind it. And it's always been very confusing to me. Even when I was younger, I was just very confused by why that would be the thought process.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I think that like even hearing both of you explain it, I think that a lot of us have been conditioned to put these boxes around femininity and masculinity and what it looks like for each of them. So we know, well, like I know that being a woman is about more than just my genetic makeup or what physical body I was assigned at birth. And it's about much more than how submissive I am or whether or not I like to cook or dress this way or do these things. Like, it's about more, it's about way more than that. And likewise, it's the same about masculinity and masculine persons. And so I think that it's like, once I was able to shift my thinking to that, like, fully, everything else just kind of went out the door. Cause it's like, I can be all these things as a woman, the same way the person next to me can be all those things as a man or as a trans woman or a trans man or a gender non-conforming person. But basically, like, everyone, it's not a box. So like, these things, because you check these boxes, doesn't make you a man or masculine or, you know, any of that. Like, basically everyone can be all things, if that makes sense. Like, women can be just as dominant. Women can be just as like emotionless as they say men are. Like, I don't even like it when women act like that. It's like women who say they're either acting like men or like, I can think like a man, or I can like, I'm just like one of the boys. Like, I hate that kind of stuff. Cause it's just like, no, you can be an awful person as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be just as like distant or, just as, and I'm putting this in air quotes, just as fuckboy as a woman. It doesn't have to be associated with being a man in some way. But that's just like my own personal like quip with all of this stuff. It's just kind of interesting to hear everybody kind of like we kind of still think in those boxes sometimes. And that's just interesting to me.
Yeah. I think it's like a lot of unlearning and learning. Because even women that are, you know, a part of the LGBTQIA community can kind of internalize misogyny, and kind of, even though we are part of such a broad community, we're still putting, you know, people in boxes here. Like, if I am a mass presenting woman, but it's weird, even though I am a woman, it would be weird. People would think that it would be weird for me to, you know, still be into men and be bisexual or even pan or anything, or even straight. Like, just because I'm mass presenting doesn't mean that I have to be a lesbian. But it's just that when it comes to stepping outside of that box, and or even if I want to wear a dress one day, even though that would make me hella uncomfortable, if I want to wear a dress one day, it'll be weird because it's like, well, you know, aren't you a dyke? Aren't you mass presenting? Aren't you a stud? And it's like, I can be whatever I want to be. Like, I don't have to put myself in a box, but let me come out as saying, you know what, I like both men and women. Then it'd be like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just confused, you know? And it's actually like really disheartening for us to be in, you know, such a broad community where everybody has such a different, unique type of identity. And, you know, we're still being put in these boxes.
Yeah, I think that like, that's actually a perfect kind of segue to like one of our later episodes about gender expression versus gender identity versus sexuality or sexual preference. Those are all different things that I think people just mash into like one big, weird, super awful gray area, but those things are all different. But I will say that like, I think that for me, especially like navigating dating, because I'm single-ish, so navigating dating itself, I think that because I'm mass presenting, something that I've noticed is like going out to clubs, which I try not to go to straight clubs. I would love to avoid them all if I could, but I can't because usually in certain cities, unless I'm home in the DC area, which is amazing. In certain cities, you're either picking to go to a Black event or you're picking to go to a queer event. So it's like, would I rather be around like a bunch of other queer people, or would I rather hear music that I like? Which is an awful choice to have to make, but
I make a choice to stay my ass at home.
Right. Okay. That's a good one. I still end up out in these streets, but sometimes it's like, I should have just stayed home. But with that, I will say, like, I've noticed, like, when I go into straight spaces, I've been in spaces with straight men, a lot of times they approach me because I'm mass presenting, thinking that I'm going to have a very like predatory kind of energy to me when I'm out. Like, oh, you see all these women in here, like kind of like a very like, how many notches in your belt can you get kind of thing. And when I go out, I don't go out for that purpose. That's not me anyway, but I definitely don't go out for that purpose. Like, I'm not going to a club to scout or see, you know, play this weird game with myself and others about how many women or numbers. Like that's just not me. Like, when I'm out, I'm having a good time. And I kind of navigate dating the same way. Like, I try not to look at women like notches in a belt. I try not to do that, but there are some, I think, masked women that have unfortunately fallen into that as a result of kind of what they've been around or what they've been accustomed to, or just themselves. Like, they're just like those kind of people. But that's something I have noticed, is like, it's expected of masked women. Like, we're going to be very like, oh, I got all these women. I got all these, like, very that. And it's like, no, we're also just looking for love and partnership too. You know, like, we're just looking for normal shit as well. I've definitely experienced that a little bit being mass presenting.
Yeah, I think I kind of, in my younger years, kind of subscribed to that for a short period of time, maybe a little bit longer than a short period of time. but you know, like, I had to do like a lot of learning and a lot of growing up, but I definitely used to, I used to look at women like notches in a belt, but no longer do I do that. And, you know, like, I've accepted that just was not like really like a good attitude to have. I definitely feel like I did kind of, you know, internalize some of the, what am I trying to say? Misogyny. And I think that I like ended up hurting a lot of people in that. And once I kind of stepped outside of myself and realized that that's not the person that I wanted to be, and I actually wanted to be somebody that was like a good member of society, that, you know, it's time to learn more about myself, my community, and about how to and about the world. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I brought up the fact of what would be like gender identity and gender expression and things like that, because those are things that I actually had to learn for myself, because I used to be one of those people that were like, oh, that's a little weird that you're bi, but you're a stud. Like, I don't get that. But, you know, I had to, you know, learn about sexual orientation and sexual identity and stuff like that. Like, even though I identify as a lesbian, I wasn't educated on, you know, the LGBTQIA community and stuff like that. So I do feel for people that, you know, are within the community that are not educated on that, because, you know, to be, like I said, to be a part of such a broad community and to be so closed-minded is kind of like an oxymoron. But, you know, when you know better, you do better. When you don't know, you don't. So that's that on that. But that's why we're here, because we're trying to educate the masses with pussy politics.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But did you guys have anything else to add? Did we forget anything? I think we touched on everything here. You want to add something? Mm-hmm. Don't all speak at once.
No, I don't have anything to add. I think that I would love to hear people's takes and stories on whether or not they've kind of seen or dealt with any of this firsthand. I'm actually really interested in people that fall somewhere else, like anywhere else on the binary. So not necessarily a mass presenting lesbian or not necessarily a femme presenting, by women, which are the perspectives you've heard here today, but kind of anyone else and how they navigate gender roles and dynamics within their intimate relationships, and just how that works for you, if they work for you. Some people like it. Some people love to like use the phrasing, like sprinkle some heteronormativity into their relationships or whatever. Like, that's a thing that a lot of people relate to. I don't relate to it. So I'd love to hear if you guys relate to it, or if you do relate to it, you know, kind of how you work, how you maneuver that so where it's not god awful. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know if May or Mello, y'all got anything else to add?
I mean, I just want to hear what people, like, what are gender, because I feel like you said, Jazz, that you don't do gender roles, like, at all. I just want to know what people think are gender roles. Like, what, how do people define gender roles, and, like, do they really assign to it?
That wraps up this week's episode of Pussy Politics. I would like to add that we are still looking for a fourth host. Jazz is a guest, as we stated earlier. She is our brand manager. We love her to death. However, we would like to add a balance to this podcast. So we are really looking for another feminine presenting person to add their perspective, because like I said, myself and Mello are masculine presenting, and May is feminine presenting, so we don't really want to gang up on her too much. So yeah, just hit myself on any social media network. My name is Yanni Tsunami. Tsunami is spelled with a T, T-S-U-N-A-M-I, and Yanni is Y-A-N-N-I. And then Jazz.
Yeah. So yeah, as Yanni was saying, so any femme presenting person that ideally you would identify as queer in some way. So literally anything. Just hit us up. We just ask that you're available for like weekly check-in calls and then actual recording sessions. But if you feel like there's something that you think you could do, please hit us up. I would rather plug my Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram at JazzDaGenius, and that is JazzDaGenius. Shoot me a DM there. Let's connect and let's get this started. Let's get you on board. Yeah.
Perfect. And then May and Mello, your at names, because you can hit any of us up and we'll follow up.
Yes, y'all. Come join me. I need another person with me, please. You know, hit me up, Soulful May. Soulful May with an E. Listen, let's get to work.
Yep. You can follow me on Twitter, Mello Soul. It's M-E-L-L-O-S-O-L-E. DM me. Let's get it.
Perfect. And once again, the Pussy Politics at names on social media would be Pussy Politics on Twitter. Replace the U with an underscore. And on Instagram, replace the U with a period, because, you know, social media, these creators like to censor us. So we can't really say pussy in our at name. But yeah, P.SSY Politics and P_SSY on Twitter and Instagram. So yeah, that's that on that. I hope you guys enjoy the show. And connect with us. Thanks.
You're